We will begin our the hearing of the elections, Senate Elections and Constitutional Amendments Committee. And the first item on the agenda, Happy New Year, by the way, everyone. Thank you to the audience for being here promptly on time. First item is Senate Bill 240. Senator Yee.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair.
Senator Yee, I apologize. I need to establish quorum.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Torres?
Here.
Torres here. Anderson?
Here.
Anderson here. Hancock? Padilla? Yee.
Here.
Yee here. Okay, we have
a quorum, and you may begin.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair and Senators. First off, let me thank you and your staff for helping with this particular bill, and I am going to take amendments as suggested in comments 2 and 3 of the committee analysis. Okay.
Could you state what those are?
Okay. In the committee analysis, I think that there were issues raised on a couple of things.
And those amendments will be taken in educational committee.
That's right. This bill is double refer. I don't know, staff. Do you know what page it is?
Page 4, comments number 2 and 3.
4. Comments 2 and 3. So one was the conflict with section 3017 of the Ed Code. That we would amend this bill to make this clarification clear. And then the other was the security concern that I know, you know, Senator Anderson, you've raised, and that we would then amend this particular bill to include the following languages, and that's in this particular paragraph, so we can deal with that issue.
I liked the bill enough that I wanted to be a co-author in the initial, because I think that bringing polling places to college campuses is a good thing. I think getting people involved and giving them maximum access. I have a problem with this because drop boxes don't have the same impact as a polling place. And, you know, when you're looking at, I can't speak for the whole state, but in San Diego County, we have polling places based on population. So if there's 2,000 voters here, we have a polling place. We don't have polling places where there's 10,000 voters potentially. So the idea that it's too costly to have a polling place at a campus where you're going to have thousands upon thousands voting makes no sense to me. And to have those college kids or leaving the campus to try to get to a polling place makes no sense. By adding a drop box, isn't that essentially a mailbox? I mean, the most secure drop box you could potentially have is a mailbox. Why aren't we just encouraging them to continue what they've done in the past, which is an absentee ballot dropped at their local postal box, as opposed to going to the expense of creating this whole new drop box, creating whole new security regs for it, and inviting mischief? See, in some of the counties, they have boxes coming in from around the county that were from polling places, and there's some questions as to the security of those polling places. And that's where people are actually there and witness and actually never let it get out of their sight. Yet here we're creating a situation where there's no oversight, and we're talking about college students.
Well,
and I just think that this is so important, and I'm not against what you're trying to accomplish, but I'm going to have to respectfully ask to be removed from the bill under the new circumstances. If you go back to a polling place where it's manned, and, you know, college kids can man those polling places. Shouldn't be any cost. I mean, they could do this stuff. I think that we're letting them down. I know that it's not your intent to let them down. I know how hard you're working on this. I love doing bills with you because you're such a conscientious senator. But in this particular instance, I think that we're letting those college kids down, and I think that we're taking the wrong approach. You know, so therefore, I won't be able to support it today.
I appreciate it. You know, you and I started at the same place. We are now maybe at a different place. But if I can present the bill and hear the witnesses, I think you'll understand how some of the early issues that were raised about this issue kind of then moved us to where we are right now. Okay? Thank you very much. So, Madam Chair, if I can present the bill. In the last statewide election, California increased its voter roll to a record high of 18.2 million registered voters. In that same election, 6,753,688 voters cast their votes by a vote-by-mail ballot, accounting for 51.16% of that particular vote. And what we are finding is that more and more individuals are, in fact, utilizing the vote-by-mail. More and more individuals are finding, because of their busy schedule, this is a really convenient way of doing it. One of the large population that is using this particular method is, in fact, our young voters, particularly college students. And given the busyness of their days, they are talking about looking at having these drop boxes placed at the UC campuses and or the CSU campuses for their convenience. And so what this bill do, SB 240, is to say to the county officials that you ought to be placing at least one drop box within each campus of the CSU and the UC in their county. And this bill will allow election officials to consider establishing a ballot drop box location on a community campus if there's a demand and if it is convenient for the voters. There are a number of individuals here speaking in on this particular bill, and with that, urge an aye vote.
And you have witnesses in support.
Yes. Hi, my name is Sarah Couch. I'm president of the California State Student Association, and I represent the 437,000 students of the CSU. CSSA supports SB 240. With so many people registering to vote by mail these days, this bill will provide students the opportunity to drop their vote-by-mail ballot off at their home campus rather than drive elsewhere, ensuring that more students participate in the elections. And as a student that worked to bring a polling location and vote-by-mail box to Sac State in 2012, I can definitely assure you that these boxes would be greatly used by students. Thank you for your time. I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Thank you. Is there another witness in support?
Gina with the California Faculty Association in support of the bill.
Any other witnesses in support? Opposition?
Madam Chair, members, Bart Broom representing Secretary of State Deborah Bowen. The Secretary doesn't have a position on this bill at this time, and she appreciates the intention to make it easier for college students to return their vote-by-mail ballots in a timely manner. But we also share the security concerns that are expressed in the committee analysis. And the bill is drafted now, and I think even as proposed to be amended in the analysis, we'll be missing some key statutory protections that are needed to secure ballots that would be left in drop boxes. Specifically, drop boxes should be staffed to ensure that ballot envelopes are properly signed and sealed and are not intended for receipt by another jurisdiction. Staffing the drop box also prevents the theft or fraudulent damage of ballots. You can imagine a drop box. It's very easy to drop a cup of coffee in a drop box. There are ways to spoil ballots. And, you know, just leaving a drop box unattended is probably not prudent. Drop boxes also should be locked, sealed with tracking numbers, and emptied daily using a chain of custody procedure that would be defined in statute. Drop boxes should be in secure locations, and also the use of drop boxes should be restricted to the few days prior to Election Day when the Postal Service delivery may not be timely. But otherwise, you know, every mailbox is a drop box. So, you know, it's sort of why not put it in the mailbox is sort of a key question. So ultimately, you know, Secretary Bowen hasn't taken a position on the bill, but we do see the need for statutory protections to protect ballots that are collected in drop boxes at college campuses.
Well, thank you for your comments. Senator Yee, would you like to address?
I have a question, too.
Go ahead.
Let me first kind of talk a little bit about you know, how this bill started and how it's kind of moved in this direction. I think that initially, I think as Senator Anderson talked about, the initial idea behind this particular bill was, gee, why not make it even more convenient for students to vote on campus, and let's have a polling place in the campus. In respect to the different county election officials, they were not too thrilled with that particular idea. And the argument is that, you know, there are going to be some situations where individuals are used to voting maybe not inside a particular campus, but in a adjoining area. And many regular voters, non-students, are used to those particular polling places. And to have two polling places adjoin in close proximity may not be the best financial way of using what limited resources we have. And so as a result, as a lot of bills are, it's always about compromises. And so the trying to defer to the individual election officials in different counties, we then decided, let's then you know, not put that burdensome responsibility of having two polling election places at such close areas, and in addition, maybe creating difficulty for citizens, non-students, to then have to come into a campus to then cast their vote. And so it was because of those discussions that we then dropped the idea of a polling place on campus, but then still trying to maintain the spirit of encouraging students to then vote and also be easy to then drop their ballots off. That's where the idea of a drop box came about. Now, the argument that I think Senator Anderson said, well, why don't they just kind of vote in a regular way? Well, that's not happening. It was happening, then there would be not this, you know, outcry from students saying, gee, you know, we want to make it even easier, all right? So the compromise was, in fact, these drop boxes. I think that, you know, I think all of us, as your committee staff indicate, that we need to secure these particular drop boxes a little bit more. But again, you know, we've got to understand that we've got about 10 million individuals, 10 million individuals in the state of California who are not voting, who are not casting their votes for whatever reason. And so we can kind of sit back and say, well, you know, you're going to have to do it the way we do it with all the kinds of rules and regulations and so on. You can't change it. You can't tweet it. You can't do anything imaginative to somehow increase the voter participation in the state of California. So what this bill tries to do is to take a step forward and be a little bit innovative, and then at the same time, you know, listening to Secretary of State's concern, your state's, your staff's concern as to how to secure these particular drop boxes, that's what we're trying to do within this particular bill.
Thank you. Senator Anderson?
I respect what you're saying, but, you know, in your remarks, you say that we don't know, or whatever the reason is, that they're not voting. You know, I think that that's the crux of it. If you're telling me that a box is better than a postal box, and that somehow that's going to change the whole dynamic, I think it's kind of convoluted. So how many of these, is there a campus, public college campus, in California that doesn't have a mailbox? Because I got to tell you, every campus I've visited has at least one mailbox. The administrators use it. Other people use it. There's mailboxes all over these places. I have a little bit of a compromise. See, I believe the elections are sacred, and they should be protected and promoted. I love what you're trying to do. I'm not against it. That's why I was eager to support the other one. How about this? How can I work in a compromise with those registrars, those individual registrars, and saying, We're going to put a cap. If there's 1,000 or more registered voters on that campus, then let's put a polling place on that campus. Let's make it a pilot program for, say, 3 years and see if that increases the turnout and see if that helps the turnout. Let's not eliminate the neighborhood one. We already know that we've got 500 voters going to there or 400 voters, but we have polling places all over the place. And they're all sometimes are within a mile of each other. But the reason why they have so many and why they're so close is because the volume coming to those places are so high. We have a tremendous population that could vote that isn't voting, the 10 million that you speak of. But without that polling place, if it's just another drab box that creates all sorts of security issues, we're making the problem worse, not solving it. And I want to solve it. I want to stay on as a co-author if we could get a commitment to try to look towards a creative way to get them in line. See, I believe there's real value. And I think if there's a polling place, then there's people talking about getting poll workers from the students. It's in the newsletter. It's all this pomp and circumstance. People see it. It can be put in a very prominent area of the campus so that people know it's there. Then there's promotion. Then there's things reminding these young people their obligation as Americans to be informed and vote. But if you just have another mailbox, essentially, with lesser security, then what we're going to do is on election day, everyone's going to be objecting to these boxes because there's not sufficient protections. We're not going to get any more votes, and it doesn't solve the goal. Let's solve the goal that you set out to solve. I'm with you with it, brother. I want to make it happen. But let's do it with polls, and let's put a cap in. Say, hey, it's got to be 5,000 voters, potential voters, and then you must put a poll there. And then take that as a baby step. If that works, then we'll say next year, 2,000. Next year, 1,000. And then we'd be just like other polling places. But what the problem is, these college campuses, they're not being treated as adults, and they're not treated as valued citizens. And I think putting a box, treating them as lesser citizens, equal, but not getting the same benefits of a polling place, then let them use the mailbox. Use this money to advertise absentee ballots on campus and direct them. We can put like little yellow strips of tape with arrows pointing to the mailbox. But why would we want to spend money on some box that even the Secretary of State doesn't necessarily see the value in?
Okay, following the yellow brick road, we're going to go on to Senator Padilla.
I was just going to let you know, Senator.
Well, Senator Hancock.
Senator Padilla. I share many of the concerns that were raised by the Secretary of State in this, but also the whole issue of, honestly, students getting confused about whether a drop-off is, in fact, a mailbox that needs a stamp, or if it, in fact, is something that you could drop your ballot in and somehow it's going to get somewhere. This coincides with the problem of many students are not registered to vote in the county in which they reside. So this is a UC student problem from my district. You live in LA. You have an absentee ballot. Who is going to explain to you, and it has to be in big type, that on election day, if you put that in the drop box, it's not going to get there in time and your ballot isn't going to get counted. And in fact, that if you do live in Alameda County, you can drop it in the box and we'll guarantee it'll get to the registrar of voters in Oakland by 8 o'clock that night. I think that's a complicated thing. And so in addition to the issues of security and staffing, I tend to agree with Senator Anderson on this. If you know, if you're going to mail that ballot, you got to go and do it within 3 or 5 working days. It is clearer, and we do need to encourage students to vote. But I think this could involve people's votes not getting counted.
Senator Yee, thank you for bringing this bill forward.
Sorry, I was just letting her go first.
Okay, I'm sorry, Senator Padilla.
I'll uh, if if or when a motion is in order, I'm happy to move the bill, recognizing that it's still a little bit of a work in progress, but agree with Senator Yee on the goal of making it more convenient for people to participate, and as a result, having, through increased convenience, more people participating. I understand we missed some of the testimony in favor and or against already, but I know in the conversations that I've had about increasing participation, the drop box, when done appropriately, can be very popular amongst voters. In some cases, yes, it also plant people mailing the ballot back instead because they're using the drop box, whether they need a stamp or not, and how voters are going to know that. Yeah, there's going to be some education necessary to make sure that it's maximized in its effectiveness. But, you know, we're talking about college campuses here, number one. So let me deviate by sharing a story. I have a nephew who's at Sonoma State. Prior to his going to college, we were on vacation, on a family vacation, and I made it a point to take him to buy a postcard and to write out a note to my parents on the postcard. And then I walked him into a post office, teenager, never been into a post office before, wrote the mailing address, gave him money, he bought a stamp, put the stamp on, and mailed it. Why was that important? Because he lives by one of these. And when he's on vacation, he takes a picture and he either, you know, just texts the picture and a little message to his friends or family members, or now there's Shutterfly and all these services where you can really customize stuff. So, Senator Anderson, I agree with you. Even my generation, you know, was familiar with post offices on campus. And there is a post office on every campus, at least one, as you said. I'm not sure necessarily people are utilizing them because technology has come a long way. And I'd also venture to say that if you're in line at the post office, the person in front of you may be mailing back their absentee ballot as well, or maybe they're filing their taxes, or maybe they're sending, you know, a care package cross country, or they're there for other business. People in line at a ballot drop box are there to drop off ballots. And when you get that concentration of people doing related activity, it does create an energy. It does create a spirit that lends to civic responsibility, civic participation, et cetera. I mean, I don't mean to lessen the concerns about security. You know, are they being staffed? Who's responsible to make sure nobody inappropriately has access to the ballots? Are they picked up daily? Are they picked up twice a day? Are they picked up once a week? You know, is there a video camera, security camera on them? All those things, the chain of custody of that ballot till it gets returned is critically important. But I think there's a lot more upside than there is downside to the concept. I started out by saying I'm supportive of it, recognizing that it's a work in progress, because I hope and happy to work with the author to try to address those security concerns or education awareness concerns. But it seems to me that institutions of higher learning are an appropriate place to grow on what at the local level has already demonstrated to be a successful tool.
Senator Yee, recognizing that this was a last-minute amendment, I personally wanted to make sure that you have an opportunity to continue to work your bill, to continue to improve it, and that's why I am recommending a yes vote on the bill today. I am a member of the next committee where your bill will come, and I want to tell you that I reserve the right to, you know, not support it if some of the changes have not been made. This last year in the special election, I had an opportunity to personally visit drop boxes throughout one of my counties. I went to a high school where I assumed the drop box would be, you know, in the principal's office or in front of the secretary's desk. No, it was in a library. To get to the library, I needed a hall pass for security purposes. Once I got to the library, I had to wait until a class that was in progress inside the library finished so I can check the box. Nobody in the administration office really understood what I was asking for. They had forgotten that they had a drop box in the office or its location. The librarian was concerned, wanted to make sure that I wasn't dropping off a book into the Dropbox because apparently that was happening. People were returning books there. There wasn't anyone there to see if I had one ballot, two ballots, 20 ballots, 100 ballots, none of that. It was, okay, it's over there. I just want to make sure you're not returning a library book into it. I was able to approach it. I'm not a voter in that county. I was able to look at it, pick it up, and put it back down. There was absolutely no security. I went to another location. The drop box was at curbside to make it easy for people to do drive-through and drop it in. I was very concerned about the weather. It happened to be pouring rain, and someone opened the flap, you know, to drop their ballot. What was going to happen to the ballots that were inside? There was another ballot box that was at a city hall. It was in the city clerk's office. And again, you know, they bring the box out to you. You can go ahead and drop off and put your box there. At least there, the city clerk was there present to ensure that, you know, if I was dropping off a ballot, that it was an the county of origin ballot. So security is an absolute concern that I have. I really like the idea that is coming from the Secretary of State regarding the chain of custody. I think somebody should be present at the very minimum to answer questions and to ensure that the ballot is signed and it is from that county. So those are my concerns. I am supporting your bill today. I absolutely agree with you. We should do more to help students get involved. And I don't see why the students that live, that call that campus their home, why they cannot have a voting facility there on their school campus. It's just astonishing to me that we would not do that. There is a motion by Senator Padilla. Do you have closing remarks?
First off, just thank you for those observations and appreciate your support on this committee. And I'm not going to hold anybody accountable for what will happen down the road because, as you, I think Senator Padilla indicate, you know, we are going to be looking at these comments and structure amendments accordingly, and we'll go from there. I think there's a couple of things that I just want to say. You know, one of the reasons why I think a lot of students end up not going to a postal box and dropping a absentee ballot is that you know, you have to pay, you know, you have to put stamps in there, and there's some that, you know, may not find they have the kind of extra money, and there are times when you've got a pretty big ballot. You know, I know one of the reasons why in San Francisco we ended up paying for the postage is that there are many individuals find that have to pay $2-3 when there's a thick, you know, general election.
Two stamps, not one, two.
That's right. And so I think that's one reason. You know, this is not about drop boxes anywhere. This is a drop box within a university, CSU or UC. And I think that given the testimony and interest of the Student Association and UC administrator, UC administrators and CSU's administrator, you know, they're going to do their due diligence in terms of protecting the integrity of a vote. And with the amendments that we will be proposing, I think that will assure the security of these particular drop boxes. So again, what we're trying to do is to find ways to encourage individuals to participate, and hopefully these things will go a long way towards that particular goal. I think finally, on a point that Senator Anderson's made, is that you know, he was talking about baby step. This is, you know, sort of itty bitty steps, and maybe if we can demonstrate that there are, in fact, a tremendous number of students that are dropping their ballots into these drop boxes, that may be the predicate for, you know, having a polling place. But again, you know, what we're trying to do is to work with everybody and try and take in everybody's viewpoint. And from those viewpoints is this particular bill. So with that, urge and I vote.
Madam Chairman, yes. I'm sorry. I didn't have a chance to let you know that I had something else. I just need to say prior to the vote, and that is that I totally support student voting. They've been a large and important part of my constituency for years. I am not going to be able to support the bill today. I think there are too many unanswered questions and problems, and would like to work more extensively, anyway, with students on my campus. Certainly, I note that there is no formal support or opposition to the bill. And that exactly what you just said impacts campuses that have many out-of-county students because they can't use the drop box unless they understand that it can't be used on the day of the election. But I do think that since this is the elections committee and this is primarily an elections bill, and the education committee doesn't really deal with that too much, that we ought to try to get it right in this committee. And Senator Anderson and Senator Padilla and Senator Yee worked together and came up with a way to solve these problems, which I don't see right off the top. I would embrace a bill like this in the future, but I'm not going to be able to vote for it today.
Madam Chair, I just have one, because I'd like to make this bill work. So I don't know if the committee is familiar with this. I know the author most likely is, but 9 of the 10 UC campuses in 2012 had polling places on their campuses. 16 of the 23 CSU campuses had polling places. I'm sorry, it's just not acceptable that we have these campuses without polling places. People have lost their lives fighting foreign battles to ensure that we have the freedom to vote. And I'm not going to quibble over pennies or millions when it comes to the right of voting. In doing it right, and I want to concur with Senator Hancock, doing it right the first time, because, see, I think that your goal is a lofty goal that I'd like to be part of. Let's not go cheap and put boxes in where polling places belong. So on those campuses, the 9 of 10, are we going to remove the polling place and put boxes in because one campus isn't working with a polling place? Are we going to remove 16 because out of the 23 because the last remainder of the 23 isn't doing it? Seven campuses aren't doing it. We're talking about a total of what? 8 campuses total. Let's make those campuses step up and do the right thing. I think that we have more than enough voters on those campuses to warrant a polling place. And, you know, I wanted to co-author the bill before. I still want to co-author it, but it's got to be the right bill. And I just cannot let those students down and let our Constitution down by giving them anything substandard. And that, therefore, I'm hoping that we can set in some other plan that allows for polling places, because I would like to still support this bill.
Okay, so there is a motion. Madam Secretary, take roll. Do pass. Amendments will be taken care of in
Education
Committee.
Torres?
Aye.
Torres, aye. Anderson?
No.
Anderson, no. Hancock?
Not voting.
Hancock, not voting. Padilla?
Aye.
Padilla, aye. Yee?
Aye.
Yee, aye.
Your bill's up?
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And that is the only business that we had before this committee. We are adjourned.